answering all your real estate questions right here. Ask Connie.
Hey everyone, welcome to Real Estate Today. This is Connie Irving, and on this episode of Ask Connie, I'm answering a question from Debbie, who's over in Swampscott. So she wants to know, are open houses really necessary? So I'm assuming you're getting ready to go on the market and you are thinking about that first open house. Kind of gives you anxiety of all these people coming through. You don't really know who they are. You don't know who's coming in. So I can see that point of it giving you sort of being anxious about it and not wanting to. But a short answer would be yes, open houses are necessary. I think that they are a huge tool in marketing your property still. I mean, obviously we're in 2015 and there's so many things that were not available to agents back even a few years ago. So it's probably one piece of the puzzle. Is it an important piece? Yes. But I would say that it also depends on your type of property. So first and foremost, does the open house meet your needs? Like, do you feel comfortable having an open house? You know, one thing that I will tell you is I've never had an issue with an open house. I've never had anyone steal anything from an open house, but you know, that can happen. So you want to make sure everything is locked up. Any valuables are not laid out. I do always host the open house myself and have people come through and sign in their name so I know exactly who's coming through the door. And if it's a big property, I'll have someone with me to make sure that sort of, not so much I'm fearful of them taking anything in your home, but I really want to make sure that all their questions are being answered. So first and foremost, are you comfortable with that? Because in the end of the day, we can't prevent any neighbors coming in, things like that. So it's sort of, you know, kind of an open, it's an open house. It's an open concept type thing, very, very casual. I try not to oversell the property too much because that's primarily why people come visit open houses too. They don't want to be sold. You know, some of these people are coming in and they are window shopping. They're not really 100% sure. But I will tell you, I have sold properties from a buyer that walked into the open house. I've done it many times where they didn't want to bother their buyer's agent because, for instance, more recently when I sold an open house, the couple was looking in Salem for their first house by the train. They wanted to stay near the train so they could be in Boston quickly for job purposes. So it was a Sunday and I happened to be hosting an open house in Swampscott, and they thought, hey, you know what? Why don't we go check it out? Let's not call so-and-so, bug them and let them know, you know, having them come out of their way. They've shown us so many things. Let's just casually go visit. And you know what? They came to see it. They immediately called their agent and they wrote up an offer that afternoon. So it was something like that surprised them because, again, they were curious. They were sort of window shopping, I guess you would say, and they weren't considering Swampscott. They didn't even think anything would really meet their needs in Swampscott. So yes, things still sell. I mean, open houses are still important in the selling process. Are they the one key factor? No. There's so many pieces to the puzzle, especially nowadays where there's so many tools available for us to market your home online and get people to see the property sort of in their comfort of their own home. But I definitely think it is still an important part of the puzzle. The other part of it I want to make sure that you understand too is it also depends on the type of property. And what I mean by that is a lot of times if this is a property that needs a lot of work, if it's being marketed as is, you know, we know that it's priced accordingly because it needs such and such work, I probably wouldn't recommend having an open house only because really their buyer pool's a lot smaller and we kind of can narrow down who's going to be putting the work into it, XYZ. Then again, if it's a higher end home, $2 million and up, you know, you might not feel comfortable hosting an open house at that price point. Whether it's the property's too big and, you know, a couple of agents and an assistant wouldn't be enough to make sure that, you know, the property is being watched carefully. So I could understand that part of it. But short answer, yes, they are important. Make sure you're comfortable with it. Make sure your agent's on board and make sure that it's the right fit for your property. Because what I like to do is I like to make sure every single property that I list, it's got its own individual character and there's a marketing done in each individual property that's done that's sort of adjusted to that property, because not everything is the same. Even if there's a cul-de-sac with all similar properties, every kind of home has its own little story, and I like to make sure that I'm honing in and making sure that the marketing is done correctly for that particular property. So, you know, we would sit down and make sure that the open house would be right fit for you. But definitely, if you can, and, you know, sometimes people like to, these days, hold off on offers, and it's written right in a multiple listing where they'll say, first offer review after the open house at such and such date and time. So that way, kind of gives a little less stress on the buyer, because usually homes go on the market during the work week, whether they be Wednesday or Thursday. They're rushing to get to see this property, and a lot of them miss out because they wait till the weekend to visit home. So this way it can give your home the most exposure to that buyer pool, so that you know when you're receiving offers, you've been marketed correctly and your home has been exposed to as many buyers out there as possible, and everyone was able to provide with their best foot forward and hopefully a great offer for you. So that's going to do it. I hope it answered your question, sort of short and sweet, but I hope that you found it informative. So thank you very, very much. Please, please, please keep submitting these questions at askconnie.info. I love answering them. You can text me anytime. You can email me any of your questions, and I'll answer them live on my show. Thanks so much.